Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Today is the beginning of a new series. We're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 12 and we're going to be studying together the life of Abraham. So I invite you to come with me on a journey of faith. In the next few weeks in Thought for the Day, we're going to tread in the footsteps of one of the most important men in the Bible, the man Abraham. And as we do so, I invite you to ask God, what does he want from me? What does he want from you as you walk in Christ in faith? We're going to see that Abraham faced challenges and obstacles. Successes and failures were his, good and bad. But the New Testament epitaph for this man is that he was a friend of God and he was credited with righteousness by his unfailing faith. And Jesus tells us quite remarkably, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. So this father of the Old Testament nation of Israel, Jesus claimed, saw Jesus. And we're going to see how much of what Abraham was and did foreshadowed the institutor of the new covenant, Jesus Christ, just as Abraham instituted the old Abrahamic covenant. So let's begin, let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we embark on this journey, tracing the footsteps of this great man of God, we pray that you would challenge our hearts, build us up in our faith, and most of all, glorify Christ in who we are, who we know ourselves to be in him, so that we can see with your eyes exactly who we are. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So we're going to start by reading Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 to 9. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife, Sarai, his nephew, Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham travelled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he went on towards the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abraham set out and continued towards the Negev. Let's clarify the story a bit. First of all, his name at this stage is Abram, not Abraham. He is the son of Terah, who had three sons, Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And if you look at the previous chapter, the end of the previous chapter, you will start to see how this comes together. So the call to Abram comes in the city of Ur in the Chaldeans, in the land where he was born. So he sets out, but they end up 600 miles up the Euphrates at this place, which is then called Haran by Terah after his son Haran died. So in memory of his son, the place is called by the same name. But the confusing thing here is that it looks like this call to Abraham to go to Canaan comes to him in Ur, the city of Ur. And in actual fact, we need New Testament light on this, and we get it. Because in the speech of Stephen in Acts chapter 7, Stephen tells us a little more. He says, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land I will show you. And this again is corroborated in Hebrews chapter 11, where we are told that the call to Abraham to leave his country came before he knew he was going to Canaan. And Hebrews makes much of this point because it says that Abraham left in faith, not knowing where he was going. So it's important to know that. What's happening in the Genesis account is he is summarizing. This is the book of Moses, the book of Genesis that was written after the event. So Moses knows that Abraham was headed for Canaan. But at the stage where Terah and his family set up their home in Haran, Abraham does not know where he is going. So it looks like they have left their home country. They've come on the bidding of God, and the father of Abraham's come with him and his brothers, and they've set up in Haran, still not knowing where God was actually meaning them to come to. And it's only after Terah dies that God speaks again to Abraham to say that Canaan is the land that is promised to him. And you get this opening out of the promise of God, where God says to Abraham, go from your country, your people and your father's household to the land I will show you. There are those words again. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And I will bless all the peoples on the earth through you. Now that's a messianic promise. The way that that was to happen, unbeknown to Abraham at the time, was that the Christ would be a descendant. He would come as Abraham's seed. I'm going to see this play out in the life of Abraham as we go through it. But this morning we're looking at this call that comes to Abraham. So what God is doing is actually momentous. He's setting up a people for himself, the people of Israel. And Abraham is to be the father of all of those people. Abraham is the covenant initiator, the covenant institutor, the tool of God that God used to actually set up the old nation of Israel. And immediately we see a parallel with the sending of the Son of God himself, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to set up the new covenant people of the new Israel. So just as Abraham was obedient to the call of God, so we see that when the call comes to Jesus, as it were, Jesus' response is, here I am, Lord, send me. And he's willing to go, even knowing that he will go to his death on the cross as a means to redeem his people. So Abraham receives the call in Ur, sets out, packs up his whole lock, stock and barrel, the whole household, takes them off, not knowing where he is going. That is faith. Now I want to ask you this morning, where does your faith take you? If God says to you to do something without explaining the end result of what he's asking you to do, is your faith such that you will trust the purpose of God and you will go? So when God challenges you to move outside of your comfort zone, to perhaps do something new, something that really is quite ambitious for you, are you prepared to do so? In a few weeks in our church, we've got four people, lovely people, some of them quite young, being baptized. And for some of them, I know that's an incredible thing to do, because it makes them do something to put themselves in the public eye in a way that they're not normally comfortable with. And I want to say at this stage, God will always bless that. God calls Abraham out of Ur into Canaan. Out of, into. So whether you know what the into is at the time of God's call, there will always be an into. Later we see God calls Abraham out of Haran into Canaan. And at that stage, he comes into the land which God promises him that he will give him. Now notice finally Abraham's response. What does Abraham do when he sets foot in this land that is occupied by a fierce people, the Canaanites, who are notorious for their cruelty and notorious for their godlessness? Abraham builds altars, places where he can worship God. My brother and sister in Christ, in this world of fallen nature today, sinful, God neglecting, build altars. Wherever you go, whoever you are, wherever you are placed, if you believe a believer in Jesus Christ, wherever you go, make a place where you can worship God. Here is the challenge of this first step in the journey of Abraham to us today. And God will bless you, and he will make you a blessing to other people. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the magnificent story that we're about to embark on. And we thank you for the example of this man, Abraham. We pray that you use it to inspire and thrill our hearts and challenge us to our own walk with Christ, to the glory of his name. Amen.